Second.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelli.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye. Per the request of a resident, I would like to say all the board members who are in attendance this evening. Councilman Nick Hoyt, Councilman Lou Hoyt, Councilman Zachary Gelling, Councilwoman Joanne Nazarian, and Supervisor Carrie Redhead, along with Town Clerk Darlene Owens. Is there any residents who would like to address the board, or to address the floor? Okay, we shall move on. Joanne, I believe you're first on the agenda.
Well, we have the budget modification here.
Oh.
Yep. Okay, account to debit 03104.001.004.00 Park Police and whatever Constable CE Park of 2150. Account to credit is 01190401.004.00. Contingency. Amount to credit $21.50. And that's that. And it says additional funds for training for our new constables.
Okay.
You want to sign it or no?
Make a motion to approve that budget modification.
Second that.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelli.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye. Okay, we have a late request. Linda would like to address the board for property valuations. I don't know if that's on, Linda.
Is this on?
I don't know.
Is this on?
Yeah.
It is.
Ooh, I feel proud. Okay, I have a friend who's been living in this dwelling for 23 years, and her property... She texted me what it was. It essentially doubled. Her school taxes essentially doubled. And nothing has changed. She's had a STAR exemption all along. So I want to know how these new values came about. I mean, mine went up a little bit, but then we got an enhanced STAR, so it actually ended up going down. But apparently this is happening to a lot of people, not just her. And I want to know how they decided on the new property valuations for people. I mean, nothing in her dwelling changed. I think they took trees down, which...
I talked to her.
...doesn't do anything.
Did the assessment go up?
Yeah,
yes.
The assessment went way up.
A lot of the
and they were sick up. During the grievance time. She was sick and her partner was sick.
So have they reached out to Hal at all since then?
Grandma.
Have they reached out to the assessor Hal at all since?
Yes, they have.
And they have spoken
and
with him?
And he doesn't think he can do anything. And that's another question. Why can't he do anything if it was a poor assessment? And well, she said she didn't receive a notice, you know, about the grievance process, but she may have, since she was sick at the time, she may have just misplaced it. I don't know. I don't know that part of it. I just know that her assessment has gone through the roof. And, I mean, she saved money. She figured, well, it might go up 25% or something. She saved, like... I was like 21 initially, and it went up to 4,000 something. 4,300 or something like that.
I have, yeah, because I talked to her tonight for like 45 minutes.
You have the neighbor's contact information?
Yes.
Do you have that address mail?
That's what I was just talking 14. About. That's what I was
afterwards?
Talking with Darlene about.
14 Red Schoolhouse Road.
I don't really want to say, yeah,
I just did.
You know, just
well,
because it's a public. But, I mean, she saved like $3,000 since her other taxes were $2,300, and this year they're $4,150. But she isn't even coming close to paying, you know, the $4,150, so.
I hadn't opened my personal ones up. So I don't know what the school rate has changed.
But do you know why, I mean, do you know what basis they use? I know they listed their house and for a large number, yeah. But they never were able to sell it for that. You know, probably because they don't have any water or sewer, you know? So, anyway. Will you guys find out something about that?
Yeah. We can talk with Hal.
Yeah.
I know that she's already gone down that route. I did have a resident earlier this week with a very similar situation. And, you know, Hal, his response was, you know, I'm willing to meet with you and discuss everything, make an appointment. I'm here available day, evening, morning.
So evening I know is bad because she works in the evening.
He will make himself company. Available.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And her partner isn't employed right now, so.
Yeah.
Okay. So and Darlene has the information.
I do.
Okay.
You have her name also?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We talked like 45 minutes tonight.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. We'll make sure that Hal gets that information. He followed up with me yesterday with the previous resident that reached out reached out last week, and he was able to get a hold of him, speak with that resident, and he came to me yesterday and filled me in on it. So
yeah.
He's very good at getting back to the residents and speaking with them and trying to do what he as much as he can do.
Yeah, well, that was her problem. He didn't think he could do anything in this tax cycle, which would leave her credit in the toilet, probably, you know?
Right.
So that's, you know, that shouldn't really be an acceptable solution. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who would like to? I know we had some late bloomers come in. Is there anybody else who would like to address the board before we move on? Okay, thank you. Okay. Joy?
It is budget season, and the town has to post our workshop dates in the paper. The dates this year for the 2024 budget workshops are Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023, 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Thursday, October 5th, 2023, 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, October 13th, 2023, 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. And Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. So I make a motion to accept those dates for the 2024 budget workshop and for those to be posted.
Second.
Zach. Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
When Ian was here last time, he was explaining that as per New York State, when you have projects that are being bid out by the town, you have to post a request for qualifications. So the town of Scruple is issuing the request for qualifications for the qualifications-based procurement of an engineering firm to assist with engineering tasks associated with design and construction phase services for the County Route 57 Huntley Road Water District and planning and design and construction phases services for the development of future water districts and service in the area. This will be posted in the paper on September 16th. They have 2 weeks to submit the request for qualifications, which it does say on the sheet September 8th, but that's actually September 29th. So I would like, does anybody have any questions on that? I would like to make a motion to accept the request for qualifications as written with the correction of September 29th, 2023 at 4 p.m. as the date that they must submit their RFQ to Darlene and to post in the paper for this Saturday, September 16th, 2023.
A second, please.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
And we also have a quote here from our highway department to work to repave the walkway at the park. They are proposing 3 inches of pipe number 6 asphalt. It will go around the perimeter of, or the, around the walkway. So during COVID, the town was granted ARPA funds, and then those funds were set aside to improve our park. I did confirm with Brenda today that we set aside, I think we were given a total of $300,717. $200,000 of that was allocated to the park, and we to date have used approximately $3,000. So the quote to do the paving is $55,239.21. I did ask Cliff today how much it would be for him to go around the walkway around the playground as well, and that would be an additional $6,000. And I also confirmed with, because we did submit a grant this year, the CFA grant for the park, and I did confirm with the grant writer that this might actually look good for us if we were to make these improvements and show that we are investing in our park. Anybody have any questions?
No. And that schedule and the paving for that is scheduled as
long as it's for tomorrow, but rain day on Thursday.
Yes.
So hopefully the hurricane does not. Any questions?
I'm not making the walkway any bigger. I'm just going over everything.
Just going over the top. Yep. So earlier this year, the highway department and the buildings and grounds did work on some of the drainage issues in the park that were basically eroding the walkway. They did a great job. It looks great out there. And they also cleaned out around the bathroom. They removed a fence and actually fixed the, is it, it's not a culvert, it's a what? Swale?
Swale.
Drain.
So they've already made improvements to the park, and I'm hoping that we can continue. I personally would like to see the walkway around the playground completed as well. The total for that would be $61,239.21.
Did Cliff happen to break anything down between materials and labor?
No.
I'd just like to point out that anything that we pay the highway department in labor is going to come back as a revenue through that department from building the grounds to highway. So I just don't have the breakdown.
Any other questions?
I'd like to make a motion for the highway department to repave the town park walkway in the amount of $61,239.21 with 3 inches of type number 6 material.
Fine
asphalt.
I'll second that.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
I do have one more thing.
And then just make sure that includes the $61,000 that includes up by the park.
Yep, the park, around the park.
So click.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the enclosure of the park includes the playground for that reasoning.
I do have one more thing that's not listed on the agenda. It was in our mailboxes, and I think Darn put it in there. It's actually Hale submitted his Town of Scruple Assessor's Office report, and in there it says enclosed with this report is an explanation and situations that the town board has to look at and decide which options, if any, the town wants. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the next page, so this is for someone to receive an exemption based on their income. And he highlighted and put red arrows next to the ones that we have to consider. He doesn't expect us to do that tonight, but it is something that we have to look into and make the decision if the income is going to be based on these other factors or if deductions are going to be made. And he said if you wanted to contact him with any questions, just to do so. I just wanted to make you guys aware that that was in there and it was something that we needed to take care of.
As I just talked to him about a little bit.
And I think that's separate from the fire exemption,
mm-hmm.
which...
Fire exemption passed.
Okay.
That passed with the county.
Two-year fire, you just got to be a two-year member, and you get 10% property tax. The town passed basically a motion. We were going to mimic the county, so we stayed all, you know, concurrent with each other, and you know, we didn't have some, you know, different requirements. I don't know if the village passed one, and I was going to talk to them to see, because it's every municipality can. So the town passed it, the county passed it. So
but
if you live
it's
in
not
like,
in effect yet.
No. This is for next year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm all set.
Mm-hmm. And then if everybody else is good, the one thing I would like to do is kind of have like a little workshop after with our map, since we got one of our fire chiefs here. He can kind of help out with water districts, you know, any opinions he thinks for hydrants, things like that. And then we just got back the quote from Ian about the questionnaire. So other than that.
In our folders, we've got the townwide pickup of leaves and small twigs from Highway Department. Can we get that posted on the website?
Yep.
And they must be in a brown bag.
Yep. I was going to make sure
paper
I posted
that.
And it might go longer.
You get
yeah.
like Home Depot.
Home Depot.
The huge ones. Yeah.
Okay. And if there's nothing else, I'm going to make the motion to close the meeting at 6:18.
Second.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
Joanne, did you find that thing in my office?
No, I'm going to text you right now. I don't know where it could go.
Okay, let me go look. There's a map to draw.